Ringworld by Larry Niven.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Louis Wu. In the nighttime heart of Beirut, in one of a row of general address transfer booths, Louis Wu flicked into reality. His foot-length queue was as white and shiny as artificial snow. His skin and depilated scalp were chrome yellow. The irises of his eyes were gold. His robe was royal blue with a golden steroptic dragon superimposed. In the instant he appeared, he was smiling widely, showing pearly, perfect, perfectly standard teeth, smiling and waving. But the smile was already fading, and in a moment it was gone, and the sag of his face was like a rubber mask melting. Louis Wu showed his age. For a few moments he watched Beirut stream past him, the people flickering into the booths from unknown places, the crowds flowing past him on foot now that the slidewalks had been turned off for the night. Then the clocks began to strike 23. Louis Wu straightened his shoulders and stepped out to join the world. In Resht, where his party was still going full blast, it was already the morning after his birthday. Here in Beirut, it was an hour earlier. In a balmy outdoor restaurant, Louis bought rounds of raki and encouraged the singing of songs in Arabic and interworld. He left before midnight for Budapest. Had they realized yet that he had walked out?